BBC News with Sue Montgomery. An explosion at a fuel depot in the main city of the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh is said to have badly injured more than 200 people. The local human rights ombudsman, Gegam Stepanyan, has called for special access to Stepanakert to take the victims to better medical facilities. Danny Eberhard reports.
It's not yet clear what caused the explosion in Stepanakert, the city that Azeris know by the name of Khan Kendi. Ethnic Armenians have been filling up their cars to join the exodus. The local human rights ombudsman has spoken of hundreds of casualties. He says some need to be evacuated by air if their lives are to be saved. Medics, including some working with Russian peacekeepers, have been treating the wounded. Thousands of Karabakh Armenians have been trying to get out by road, their vehicles packed with what possessions they can fit in.
Russia is seeking to rejoin the United Nations Human Rights Council following its suspension after it invaded Ukraine last year. Our diplomatic correspondent James Landale has the story.
In a position paper obtained by the BBC, Russia promises what it calls adequate solutions for human rights issues. This despite another UN report yesterday outlining Russian war crimes in Ukraine. Diplomats say despite this, Russia could be elected onto the 47-member council in a boost to its global reputation. It is competing with Albania and Bulgaria for two seats allocated to Eastern and Central Europe. And diplomats claim Russia is offering countries arms and grain in return for votes. The Russian mission at the UN was approached for comment.
The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has lamented the honouring of a former Nazi soldier in Parliament last week. Yaroslav Hunka, a Ukrainian who fought in an SS unit during the Second World War, was given a standing ovation in the House of Commons during a visit by President Zelensky. Mr. Trudeau addressed the issue during a press conference.
Obviously, it's extremely upsetting that this happened. The speaker has acknowledged his mistake and has apologized. But this is something that is deeply embarrassing to the Parliament of Canada and, by extension, to all Canadians.
The Commons Speaker, Anthony Rota, has regretted inviting Mr. Hunka, but has refused to resign. The Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said the episode showed a careless disregard for historical truth. A small river that runs through a poor community in the Guatemalan capital has overflowed after hours of heavy rain, sweeping away several homes. Six people have died. The community affected consists of dozens of precarious houses built at the bottom of a gorge under one of Guatemala City's main access bridges. BBC News. The boss of the music streaming giant Spotify has told the BBC there is a place in the industry for music created by artificial intelligence, or AI, provided it does not directly mimic artists. Here's Zoe Kleinman.
Earlier this year, the hugely popular streaming platform removed a track from its database, which featured AI-cloned voices of the performers Drake and The Weeknd. Spotify's boss Daniel Ek told me that he saw three areas of AI use: tools such as autotune, which improve music, which he believed were acceptable, tools which mimic artists, which in his view were not, and a more contentious middle ground of music created by AI that was clearly influenced by existing artists but did not directly impersonate them.
Bahrain says two of its soldiers have been killed in a drone attack by the Houthi rebel movement along the border between Yemen and Saudi Arabia. The Bahrain military says they were part of the Saudi-led coalition that's been fighting the Houthis in Yemen since 2015. The Court of Arbitration for Sport is to begin hearing the doping case later today of the teenage Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva. She tested positive at the Russian National Championships, but the result of that test was announced 3 months later, one day after she helped her team win gold at last year's Winter Olympics in Beijing. Controversially, the International Olympic Committee decided not to present medals for the team figure skating event until the resolution of her case. The Scottish actor David McCallum, with a film and television career spanning 60 years, has died at the age of 90 in New York. He starred in The Great Escape, but will be best remembered for playing a KGB spy in the American 1960s TV series The Man from U.N.C.L.E. BBC News.